Today's gospel reading is truly significant. It tells us something about this very thick term in the Gospel of Mark. And it's a thick term because it was a very, very thick term in the preaching of Jesus. It's called the kingdom of God, the basileia tou theou. What does it mean? And of course, we know the kingdom of God means the future kingdom that we are going to inherit through our fidelity. But it also has a meaning that's particular to the situation of what we call imminence, right here and now, when Jesus brings the kingdom of God to the earth. See, the kingdom of God is, of course, that future eschatological kingdom that we're going to inherit, where we will be with everybody else in a perfect love relationship, unobscured by ego, and where, you know, we enjoy one another's presence, including God's presence, so fully that we are literally thrown into the ecstasy of that relationship with each of these unique people. And that's great. But it's even more than that. Because, of course, what Jesus is doing is almost bringing that kingdom right down to us. Like that future eschatological kingdom, he's bringing some aspect of it, sort of like he's drawing down a space-time field, as it were, a kind of tunnel. He's sort of bringing down this thing to the earth itself. And how does he bring it down? He brings it down first in his own person. But how does he give it to us? How does he link us right now to the kingdom of God? Because that's what he's claiming he's doing in all of these parables. He's linking us to the kingdom of God first through his own body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. Secondly, he's linking us to the kingdom of God by his word and the following of his word. And thirdly, he's linking us to the kingdom of God through the church, which is his own mystical body, right? His own risen mystical body. So these three things are the gifts that he has given to us of himself: his body and blood in the Eucharist, his church, which is his risen mystical body, which is the substrate that unifies all of us, and of course his word. So these three things, he is the kingdom of God that he's bringing into the world. He brings it to us. And so what Jesus is saying through these parables is, if we then actively participate in the church, in his mystical body, if we try to receive the Holy Eucharist as often as we can, and if we listen to his word and try to follow it, then all of a sudden these remarkable things happen. First of all, if we do these three things, the kingdom of God will grow within our hearts, and it will grow in ways that just exceed any possible expectation that we can have. That's the point of the mustard seed parable, right? So just a little bit of faith, that means if we start receiving the Eucharist, the Holy Eucharist regularly, if we start trying to follow the word of God as best we can, start trying to participate in the church as actively as we can, that little grain, that little mustard seed of doing those three things, it's just gonna grow within our hearts. And when it grows within our hearts, it's not only gonna solidify faith in our hearts, it's not only going to lead us right into our eternal salvation, into the kingdom of God that we've already received into our open hearts, but it's also going to help us to help others to get into the kingdom of God. And he says, it's going to be enormous. It will grow in ways you cannot possibly imagine. You will touch lives you couldn't possibly imagine. You will be transformed into the heart of Christ in ways you can't possibly imagine. And you will receive an eternal salvation you can't possibly imagine. And in addition to that, Jesus says, you're not going to understand how it all is going to happen. That's the first parable that we heard today. You know, the seed is planted in the ground, and then it sort of springs up, and then it turns into a little blade, and then it becomes a full-grown plant. And you don't know how it really happens, but sooner or later, it's ready to be so grown up, the person's ready to harvest it. That is to say, to bring you into the kingdom of God. But you know not how. And he says, part of the whole mystery of the kingdom of God is it's growing within you. It's transforming you, and you simply will not understand it fully. And you can't predicate allowing the kingdom of God, allowing your faith, you can't predicate your faith on understanding how it all happens. It's beyond us. It's only within the huge providential scope of God that we can understand this. So Jesus says, allow the mystery to be a mystery. Because if you're faithful to those three things, if you're faithful to taking the Lord in you through the Holy Eucharist, through His Word, and through participation in His church and His mystical body, you don't have to worry. The faith is going to grow within you through the Holy Spirit, through the body of Jesus that you're taking into you, and you're going to become a disciple. You're going to do things you couldn't possibly imagine. And on top of it all, we will together be in the kingdom of heaven in eternal joy with the one who is unconditional love himself. Now, of course, when we look at all these things, we think, oh, Spitzer, another one of your homilies. Thank you very much. I'm telling you, this is the story of my life. I'll give you one story and I'll shut up. And the main thing is, I was in college. And because of basically a guy kind of double dared me to go to daily mass, you know, what are you going to do during Lent? And I said, oh, I'm going to give up meat or something. He goes, well, I'm not. I'm going to go to daily mass. Huh? I thought, if Bert Martinez can go to daily mass, I can go to daily mass during Lent. And I started to go to daily mass. And of course, you know, being a great freshman in college, I had no idea what I was getting into. But boy, did it begin to transform me. And then when Lent was over and Easter came, I thought, I'm addicted. I really like going to mass. I like the homilies. I like being here. So I'm going to just keep going to daily mass. And then by the end of the year, people would say, you know, Spitzer, you know, you're really changing. And I said, no, I'm really not changing. And they go, no, you used to be a really rotten, solitary, utilitarian boor. And I'd say, no, I'm the same rotten, solitary, utilitarian boor I always was. And they go, no, you're really not. You're changing. And I thought, wow, I'm the last guy to know. The kingdom of God was growing within me, listening and trying to follow the word of God that I was hearing at Mass, receiving the Holy Eucharist that I knew not how, participating in the church. And all of a sudden, this great event happened. That, look at what happened to me. I mean, enough said. The kingdom of God, as Jesus promises, is going to grow within our hearts if we do those three things. And believe me, the mystery will keep on going, not only to the end of your life, but even in the mystery of the kingdom of God and the unconditional love of God himself. Amen.